Hey, listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That was Churches featuring Robert Smith, How Not to Drown. And in the studio, I've got Craig from Over the Fence Show. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Aaron. Morning Show fans.
So, Craig's not here to talk about... Well, it's a little bit of farming background. It'll be handy with this discussion. But we're just going to go over the results and try and get a little bit of understanding of what might have happened out there over the weekend. And I know a lot of people won't have followed up the results, except you will have just heard my news bulletin.
Yes.
So that might be the first you've just heard. So we'll go to the mayoral one, and there are new... I got the results on Saturday evening, and I could see that a lot of the boxes from the council offices hadn't yet been counted up. So we've now got those counts have happened, but there's still special votes to come. But for Mayor Jackie Church, with 7,201 votes, reasonably comfortable over Axel Beck of 6,298.
Yes, Jackie Church. She was here, of course, at the Meet the Candidates thing, and you interviewed her. I was actually chatting to her after you interviewed her, Aaron. What did you make of her?
I liked what she had to say. I thought the things she was saying were a good sign for her potentially to be mayor. After the interview, she did talk for a very long time.
She did. I was here for that.
Yes. Apparently, yes. She has a reputation for talking for long times about stuff. But she's won over. So the bigger picture, all through the country, there's been councils have been turned over. Most of the mayors of the big cities have been swapped around, except for Hamilton, which usually like to kick their mayors out pretty quickly.
So who's their mayor?
Paula Southgate.
She used to be on Fonterra?
Maybe. She used to be chair of the regional council years ago. Anyway, yeah. Back to our area. So Axel Beck was campaigning to... He used the word progressive, which I pointed out to him was kind of code for left wing. But he hadn't. I don't think he was aware of that or something. And I wonder how many conservative voters just that turned him off. But also, what he meant by it though was that he wanted to progress the good work that had been happening at the council further.
He was a deputy mayor as well, wasn't he?
He was a deputy mayor. So the fact that there's been a huge turnover, like all the mayors of the big centres have been turfed out except for Hamilton. Maybe he was just associated with the status quo, and voters weren't in the mood for the status quo, is what they're saying around the country. And when we say voters, we don't mean all voters, we mean the swing-in voters.
That's interesting in itself. I wonder why that is. Obviously, there's a bit of unrest around, Aaron.
Yeah, it's a bit of unrest around. Yes. We should say, for the rest of the mayoral candidates, Kotikoti Hawkins came third with 2,067, Rā Puriri came fourth with 1,416, and Blank came fifth.
Good on your Blank. Good effort.
Yeah, 375 votes, actually. That's quite an impressive turnout. anything else about that? I feel like, I don't know if this is the case, I don't know what you think about this, Craig, but if Kotikoti Hawkins and Rā Puriri hadn't run for election, a lot of their votes might have gone to Axel.
Yeah, you might be right on that one, Aaron, because, I think there is maybe a split between... I guess the left and the right in a way.
Although Axel's not, you wouldn't call Axel left wing. I mean, he's a business manager, business owner, and advisor.
And to be honest, Jackie Church was talking a lot of stuff about community as well. So I don't know how right wing. Yeah, she's a farmer for sure, but I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean she's right wing.
I don't want to overplay the importance of right wing versus left wing in local body politics. Like the a lot of the stuff is just people trying to work out what the best decision is. And like if you take someone like Dennis Amor, I believe he's been quite an effective community board member. I have no idea what his politics are. I presume they might be quite different to mine because of his background. But I don't even consider it relevant I've seen what he does on the job and how effective he is. And that applies to several community board members. I don't really know what their politics are, and it just doesn't matter.
As long as they're effective, really, that's the main thing about it.
Yeah.
But Jackie Church is seeing here, she's been on since 2013, so she might have a lot of name recognition because of that, maybe, Aaron, you know?
Well, she's from up north, and we've been saying for a while with the population growth up north, it's going to start to dominate the district, and I think that has happened now.
I think she lives out Port Waikato, doesn't she?
Yeah, she doesn't actually live in the ward that she was representing, but it's all, as far as we're concerned in Raglan, it's all up north.
Tuakau, Pokeno kind of area.
So there we go. We will see, I guess, how that pans out. She sounded like voters have voted for change all around the country, and I think she is... able to deliver that. She's a different generation to the previous mayor. I felt like whenever I interviewed Alan Sanson, I always felt like I was interviewing my father or someone from my father's generation. But like Axel Beck and Jackie are both pretty similar in age to me, and our kids are all kind of in similar age as well. I think Jackie's might be a bit older.
All right.
But yeah, it feels like my generation and the people I'm more comfortable with.
Yeah.
So could be a generational change. Let's have a look at the Whangaroa General Ward. So the new stats improved from Saturday. Lisa Thompson, 1,195 votes. Rā Pūriri, 284 votes. That is, I think that's the biggest, what do you call that, margin?
It'll be a margin, I'll tell you, Aaron, all right? Yep.
Yeah, for anyone in the Waikato district, though I noticed one of the other wards is close. But that's probably a bigger margin than I had thought would be the case. I was pretty convinced that Lisa would be returned based on previous results and how popular she is with the community. But I thought that Rā was able to draw a lot of attention to himself, so I thought it might have been closer, but there we go.
Yeah, well, she's very effective, isn't she, what she does, Lisa, so congratulations, Lisa, and you know, good on you, Rā, for having a go at both the ward and the mayor position, so yeah.
All right, now we've got to hold on, the Tairunga Takiwā Māori ward, so the first ever, that's the Southern Māori ward. And the first ever councillor there is going to be Tilly Turner. She got 518 votes. Second was Korikori Hawkins with 326. And third was Shanae Ormsby with 127. Presumably she's got back on the community. Is she the Taupiri Community Board? Was she on there?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Presumably she'll be back on there.
Three very good candidates, I thought, from the
tough vote.
Candidates Day. Yeah.
Yeah. And also reflected, I don't know what the population base of those two wards is, but there was a bigger turnout, slightly bigger turnout in the Southern Māori ward compared to the Northern one, Tauraro ward.
But I do remember at the Candidates Day, Tilly was saying, that she's quite happy to work with especially Shanae and also
Korikori,
because they're all kind of working towards the same thing anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
Yeah, there definitely is that, and I definitely believe. Often you don't believe that when politicians say that, but not that they're career politicians anyway.
Yeah.
But I just believe it. But evidence of that is in the Waikato Regional Council, where the two Māori seats, they don't get contested. The people who are there have got that until they decide to step down. Then I think it appears to be the case, and then they may well be contested.
All right. You know, Tilly's, I vaguely remember she's grew up in Maramarua.
Up to the north of the district?
Yep, and which is kind of, where would you say that is? It's kind of in the Hauraki Plains, kind of, if you're heading out from, say, Pukekohe, Patamahoe, out towards Coromandel kind of ways. It's out there, and she also spent some time in Pukekohe and lived in Tuakau, and then she's been in Ngaru Wahia for many years now, and... Yeah, she was the one who was saying, Aaron, that she's got built a massive house, and it's like there's four generations living in it or something.
That was
the thing with the housing thing, which I found was interesting.
Yeah, I was really interested. I'd read about that before I interviewed her. I was really intrigued to have that discussion with her.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's working fantastically for her whole whānau.
She sounds really onto it. So, yeah, good on you, Tilly.
So, shall we look at the Raglan Community Board? We'll do the local stuff first, I think. And... So basically, I have said that it's quite hard to be voted off the community boards. This community board is generally seen as being quite effective, I think. So everyone who wanted to come back did come back, which was five of them. And the one person out of the four newcomers was Ross Wallace. And in fact, he came in with the highest vote count.
He did too, didn't he, Aaron?
So far. We still don't have the specials.
It's all kind of close, though. There was, four in the 800s. What did he get, 900 at the moment? So
we're looking at, he got 915. Next is Satnam Baines on 877. Then Kerry Binnesley on 865. Dennis Amor, 819. Chris Raynor, 818. Tony Houston, 789. Normally, there is a much, much bigger range in terms of the count, but that's a sign that pretty much the community is satisfied with the board, I would say. Kind of the irony, the vote count is in reverse order of how much work was done on the board in the previous term by those six. So Ross Wallace didn't do anything, and he won. Sandham Baines was widely acknowledged to be too busy to do a lot on the community board. I did ask him that question in an interview. Kerry Binnersley has only been there for less than a year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was a community board where there was no infighting or minimal infighting. I didn't hear about any infighting.
No.
So it wouldn't, if there was any disagreements, they were mild.
So that, and I think they were quite effective, weren't they, Aaron? There's a bit of stuff got done around the place. Would you agree?
Yeah, and they've focused on building relationships and maintaining credibility with council staff. I've seen boards it's quite a few elections ago now where the relationship completely broke down between the board, or particularly the board chair and the staff at council. So
right, yeah.
They might as well have not existed that term by the end of it.
Yeah. Interestingly, I mean, how does it usually work, Aaron? If you get the most votes, that means you automatically, well, not automatically, but are likely to be the next chair, because I know
we have
both Dennis and Tony kind of aren't interested in the role.
Yeah. I know. It was like a fight to not be the board chair. You wouldn't normally want to be a newcomer and be the chair.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, but he does have experience. I did an interview with him on my show, and as you did as well. And
Ross Wallace.
And he's very well versed in, he was a Fonterra advocate for this area, which went way up from Waiuku, which is just north of Port Waikato, which comes right down from Onifero, Pukekawa, right down these ways, and that was a representative role, which kind of the community board is. So
he's representing the farmers' interest to the Fonterra board.
Yeah, so he took the farmers' sort of
opinions
or thoughts on things to Fonterra. So yeah, he's well schooled already in that kind of representative role. So yeah, I think he'd be effective. And congratulations, Ross.
So I do note that there's only the one female on the board now. So people might see there's a little bit of imbalance there.
Oh, true.
But Lisa Thompson is a part of the board as well as a councillor, and Tilly Turner will be as well. Mm. So there will be three women at the board meetings.
So Tilly Turner's going to turn up to...
Well, she has to turn up to all the community boards and committee meetings in the southern part, in her part of the Waikato district.
Man, that's a big job.
Yeah, it is a big job. I keep asking those candidates if they thought they'd need petrol vouchers, which is a bit of a silly question, but it does make the point.
Yeah.
Just shout out to mention Michelle Levy was the closest candidate, 644, but still a fair way behind. In the previous occasions, the person ranked number 6 and 7 because there's 6 community board members. In the previous years, those two positions have swapped. That's quite common.
Okay.
But that's too big a gap. I don't think that's going to happen there.
Mm.
Same with the mayoral, the race. There was about 1,000 votes. I don't think there's any chance that that's going to swap.
Yeah, it sounds like quite a lot.
Yeah. Back to the mayoral one for a second, actually. I looked at the election the last time that there was a new mayor for Waikato District, which is when Alan Sanson ran and Clint Baddeley, our councillor, ran.
Mm.
And that was a similar difference in votes there, with Clint coming second. And the difference between the preliminary results and the final count, Clint's vote improved by 7 against Allen's. So
right,
barely any difference. So based on that, I can't see any change to who's going to be mayor.
So just to clear it up, Aaron, where's it at the moment? These are preliminary, or something you said, eh?
Well, they caught it preliminary on Saturday, which was whatever they had, they put out. But they hadn't counted the special votes, and they also hadn't collected all the boxes from the council offices. Now I think they've collected the boxes from the council offices.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm sure they haven't counted the special votes. They're supposed to be counted up and released on Thursday.
Okay, so...
That's what I read.
So Thursday, all right, because, yeah, there might be a lot more special votes than usual maybe this time, because there was a...
Oh, because all the votes...
A few people didn't actually get their papers and what have you.
Yeah, so, maybe, yes.
So, yeah, will that change something? Maybe not.
Not for anything to do with Raglan. I think all the victors are far enough ahead.
Yeah.
That's going to be just going to stay it as other
victors.
Areas.
I like that, Aaron. Victors. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where that word came from. We'll just say, look at that. The Tuakau Community Board, Craig. Two people stood for election. What's going on? That's where you're from, up that area.
Kind of.
Come back to your microphone. What's going on? Why are there only two people stood for election up there? Every other community board, like, look at Raglan, got 9 candidates.
Because there was a lot of talk about combining the Tuakau and Onifero kind of areas in Pukekaua and that into one board. So I don't know.
Rural and Port Waikato, there's a north subdivision and a north subdivision. What? That should say rural south Port subdivision. Waikato.
So where's he?
So the Port Waikato board was broken into a north and a south subdivision. And only two people stood for each of those, and I presume three is required for a full community board.
Well, they actually both say north, but I presume one of them is supposed to say south.
Yeah. We got Bruce Cameron, who was a mayoral candidate a few elections ago. Rosemary Costa.
She has been a councillor. She was in the Fiddle.
Yeah. So anyway, up north, they're not really, they don't seem very interested in their community boards.
Yeah.
Whereas Huntly, like, look at Huntly, they've got about 12 candidates. Yep. We had 9, so that's pretty good. So that's the new community board for Raglan. Dennis Amor, Satnam Baines, Kerry Binnersley, Tony Houston, Chris Rayner, and Ross Wallace.
Congratulations to all you people.
Yeah, and we can't see, we're predicting that won't change. I'd be very surprised if that changed when the specials are counted. But you never know. It might swap who the lead person is.
So where did I see that? David White got in somewhere. Where was that, Aaron?
Well, I reckon what we should do, Craig, is have a break.
Yep.
And then we'll come back and we'll look at the makeup for the Waikato District Council, because it is very different. It's going to be very different. Only 3 councillors returned, plus the mayor, as a former councillor, come back as well. Anyway, Craig and I'll be back in just a moment.